From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we are so honored to welcome world-renowned bass baritone Ryan Speedo Green and New York Times Magazine writer Daniel Bergner. They're taking part in the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming Resident Artist Week, which kicks off Monday, March 8th at noon with the PSO's virtual leadership luncheon. Ryan and Daniel will join Maestro George Stelluto for an inspirational discussion on Bergner's New York Times bestselling book, Sing for Your Life. The book chronicles Ryan's incredible journey from a childhood marked with violence and despair to his rise as an international opera star. Ryan and Daniel, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having us.
So Daniel, let's start with you. As the writer of the book Sing for Your Life, can you take us back to the moment when you first met Ryan and a little bit of how you determined that you were the person who should bring his story to life?
Yeah, meeting Speedo was not easy. So I was writing a story about the Metropolitan Opera's annual contest to find the most promising young singers in North America. Ryan Speedo Green was impossible for me to track down. He turned me into a kind of stalker. It turned out that he really felt, I know that's hard to believe now, that he did not have a story to tell. But when we finally sat down, it was really clear. There was, even had he not won that contest, and at that time no one was predicting that he would, that this was already just a powerful, powerful story, and I wanted to hear more and more.
So Speedo, is that true from your perspective? You felt like you didn't have this incredible story to tell?
Well, I will tell you, when I got that email from the Metropolitan Opera saying that there was a New York Times magazine writer wanted to talk to us, I saw it and I was, okay, I don't want to embarrass myself because I'm probably not going to make it past the semifinals. And so I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to waste this guy's time. And then when I got to the Met and they sent another email out asking us to, like, you know, tell our backstories and, you know, any information we can give, I was like, man, I come from a trailer park. Who wants to hear about that? Like, I didn't really win any competitions. I haven't done anything really special. And then all of a sudden I'm walking in the basement of the Met and this guy, you know, looking like a young Patrick Stewart, comes up to me and says, hey, I'm Daniel Bergner, and I would love to buy you lunch, which is like the ultimate, like, say you have to say to a young artist, free food, of course, you got me, man, whatever. And so I thought, you know, he said it would just be a 45-minute, you know, lunch between me and him, and we talk a little bit about my story. And I was like, sure, no problem. And 45 minutes turned into 3 hours, which turned into like a relationship that has been, you know, one of the most amazing parts of my life of meeting Daniel and learning about myself and also, you know, being able to share my journey.
So much of this book is talking about overcoming adversity. I know that's what the luncheon is going to be really focusing on at the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. But when you're living it out, when you're growing up, were you aware of the challenges and the hurdles that you had to overcome to go from a juvenile detention center to the Metropolitan Opera stage?
Well, honestly, I'm very thankful that I met Daniel, because if it wasn't for meeting Daniel, I wouldn't have been able to have those reflective moments. Because I will tell you, not many adults can say when they were 12 years old that it was the lowest part of their life, like they hit rock bottom at 12. And, you know, being 12 years old, spending a summer in juvenile detention in seclusion cells, having like no access to other children to outside, being able to enjoy being a child for an entire summer spending in jail, you get a perspective. And so when I got out, I made a very adult decision that I didn't really know was an adult decision back then, but I wanted to put myself in a position where I never end up going back to some place like that. And of course, meeting Daniel and being able to reflect on the things that I accomplished in that short amount of time after getting out of juvenile detention and not becoming another stereotype or another number, another cog in the judicial system machine in America. And I felt pride like I've never felt before. And it helped to motivate me in the second part of my life to, you know, live up to everything that, you know, brought me to this point.
Daniel, on your website, where it kind of talks through a little synopsis of the book, in addition to following Speedo's story, you also talk about kind of the high level challenges of the elite opera world, and maybe some of the challenges that people of color and people of diverse backgrounds have faced when entering into this world. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah, there's so much to be said there, but I think one important thing is that, you know, Speedo's story is really complicated, and it's emblematic, I think, of where we are now in this really fraught, difficult place around race in this country. It's not a simple story. It's not the Jackie Robinson story. The Jackie Robinsons of opera, you know, were prominent in the 1950s. Those clear barriers were broken, but there's a barrier of perception that remains. So, I think Speedo's story is about making the voice everything, making the voice the transcendent artistic medium. And in a way, so both his story and his artistic triumph kind of speaks to us in this way and asks us to see in a new way, to think in a new way, to think past where we are, which is so very necessary.
A large part of what you're going to be spending your time doing here in Peoria next week is talking with young people and meeting with young people and providing that inspiration to them. How have young people responded to your voice and your story?
That's a wonderful question. I mean, again, when meeting Daniel, I didn't even think I could have a voice, you know, or that my words could mean anything to anybody, because again, it was in discovering my story that I was able to go back to the juvenile detention facility where I was, where I spent the summer. And in going there, I got to meet, sing, and speak with kids who were incarcerated there at the time, from all ages and sexes. And to have that moment where, you know, I sing for them and the kids are like, you know, goofing off and they're like, oh God, and the guys preaching to us. And then to tell them afterwards that, hey, you know, that cell block down the hall, like to the right, I was staying there. I stayed there for a couple months. For a young man or woman incarcerated to know that there's a life after this, that you don't have to be what society tells you you're going to be. I mean, it's an amazing feeling to give that message and to share my story with young adults.
That was renowned bass baritone Ryan Speedo Green and New York Times Magazine writer Daniel Bergner. Daniel, we just are so excited about the book. We encourage everyone to go out and purchase their own copy. And of course, Speedo, wow, what a pleasure to have you on the show today. And we look forward to enjoying your voice for many, many, many years to come. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks. Thank you for a great conversation.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.